Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May they rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, have you ever thought that in the Creed we say and confess that we believe in the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things, visible and invisible? We Catholics believe in the invisible world, of course, as is evidenced in our proclaiming that God is the maker of all things visible and invisible. That word invisible brings to mind demons and angels, and of course we believe in both. But invisible also includes poor souls who might occasionally pay us a visit, as demons and angels can. When I was a child, growing as a Protestant, the popular entertainment called ghost stories were always kind of puzzling for me, because there seemed to be no reason why supernatural would appear in the form of the ghost. But when we realize that God might sometime allow a poor soul to appear to us, we might find the reason behind many of those so-called ghost stories. Padre Pio himself he was the famous Italian Capuchin monk in the 20th century. Padre Pio himself had some ghost stories of his own, and he told once this story. One evening he was alone in the choir praying when he saw a young monk that steered next to the high altar. It seemed that the young monk was dusting the candelabra and straightening the flower vases. So Padre Pio thought that it was probably the sacristan rearranging the altar. And since it was supper time, Padre Pio went to him and told him to go to dine and arrange the altar later. But he noticed it was not the sacristan who was arranging the altar. And he asked, "Who are you?" And the monk told him that he had been a brother who made his novitiate in this monastery and was assigned of cleaning the altar. But he had often neglected willingly to genuflect while passing in front of the altar, thus causing the Holy Sacrament that was preserved in the tabernacle a slight disrespect on his part and negligence for his part, since he had not done this great respect for it. And he told Padre Pio that for this serious carelessness I am still in purgatory. Now God, with his endless goodness, sent me here so that you may quicken the time I will enjoy paradise. Take care of me." And Padre Pio believed to be generous to that suffering soul and wanted to help him, so he exclaimed, "You will be in paradise tomorrow morning when I will celebrate Holy Mass." Another great saint of the young people, Saint John Bosco, also had a ghost story of his own. It seemed that when he was a seminarian, he and a friend made an unusual pact. It was like this: whoever would die first would somehow contact the other one. And so it came true that the friend died while Saint John Bosco was still in the seminary. And on the night after the funeral, a very strange thing happened. St. John was gathered in a room with 20 other theology students when they suddenly heard a roaring sound, the door opened by itself, a dim light appeared, and a voice called out, "Bosco, I am saved. We of course know that the word saved might mean that this soul was either in paradise or in purgatory, since there are two possibilities for a soul who dies in the state of grace. So many of these what we call ghost stories, though most of them are mere stories, sometimes when you hear about ghost appearing, it might be that one of your friends or relatives of that person to whom he appears might ask prayers for his poor soul, that he, like that monk in Padre Pio's monastery, might get to heaven sooner. If this extraordinary thing should happen to you, of course you would take all the care to have masses said for him and say extra prayers for him. But have you ever wondered, children, that if one of your friends should die, how unfortunate he or she would be if he would need some kind of ghost tricks of like those in stories to arouse your attention to pray for him? We, as Catholics, we shouldn't need any extraordinary apparitions from poor souls, but always, every day, and continually remember, first, of course, our own dear departed ones in our prayers, and have masses said for them, but also have devotion to all of those holy souls in purgatory, and how many, many souls there are who have no one left anymore on earth to pray for them and to have masses said for them. They, like all the other good souls there, whether they are our dear ones or people we have not even heard of, they shouldn't need ghost tricks to arouse our attention and to make us pray for them. So remember today that for your loved ones and all the souls in purgatory, you are indebted to give prayers for them and to have masses said for them. This is the greatest act of charity towards poor souls, and tricks and exciting stories you can leave to the campfire. A good Catholic, a good Christian, always remembers his loved ones after they have departed from this world and makes all the effort he can that he or she might very soon, very, very soon, see God in his heavenly home in paradise. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.